Kia ora koutou, ko Ruben Raj Aho, and welcome to the Bad Monkey Music Show. This is episode 12, and the Bad Monkey is proud to be part of the Radio 13 Music Collective. And you can find out more about us at radio13.co.nz. As always, we are broadcasting live today from Sky Tower here in Auckland, over 104.6 FM and live via planetaudio.org.nz. Now, last Sunday, we celebrated Father's Day on the Bad Monkey Music Show with Louis Jaloff and the boys from Daffodils, Louis Graham and Theo. And the boys sang a song by Adam Carroll titled Rice Birds here live on the show. So check out Radio 13 on Facebook and planetaudio.org.nz for a link to that particular podcast. Now, today is another special show dedicated to the great Leonard Cohen, and I have invited New Zealand's very own Leonard Cohen Experience Imperfect Offering to come and join me here today with the Bad Monkey. Hello, everyone. Kia ora.
Hi.
Kia ora.
Wow, we got a room full of everyone here today, so that's fantastic. So let's do a quick round of introductions, and I'm going to start with Peter. Go ahead.
Yeah. Kia ora tātou, ko Peter McMillan aho. I am the band leader and lead vocals.
Fantastic.
Kia ora, I'm Rian. I play bass guitar, a tiny bit of electric guitar, and a little bit of singing too.
And I'm Pete, and I'm lead guitar and a bit of laika.
Ooh, fantastic.
And kia ora, I'm Nigel, and I do acoustic rhythm guitar and a bit of vocals.
And dear listeners out there, can you believe that voice? That is Nigel.
Hello.
And we have our very own Claire.
Hello, kia ora. Claire Martin, and I sing vocals. And we have two more people going to arrive.
Fantastic.
And I'll get them to introduce themselves.
They are driving safe, hopefully, yeah?
Yes.
Taking
dashing
it safe.
To the studio.
Excellent. Well, we are going to buy them a little bit more time because I will be playing songs of Leonard Cohen here performed by Imperfect Offering, as we learn more about the band and their love for the highly acclaimed singer-songwriter. So here's the first one, Dance Me to the End of Love, performed by Imperfect Offering. Me to the end of love. Peter, tell me more about yourself.
Well,
new, something that you've never shared before. Put you in the spotlight right off the bat.
I've been doing music much of my life and did talent quests in the local mall when I was about 8 or 9 years old, and my sister and I, we sang and we won the competition.
Oh, there you go.
I don't think I've shared that before.
Bright start to your musical career. Excellent. So how did you fall in love with Leonard Cohen?
Well, back in the 70s, when I was 17 years old, 1972, learning the guitar, and Suzanne was one of the first songs that I ever learned to play on the guitar. And so I knew Cohen's music, quite a number of his songs, and was, you know, a follower of him without being, you know, fanatic.
Right.
But when he came to New Zealand, the first concert, 2009, and I went to that concert, and I was just absolutely blown away. It was just the atmosphere that he and the band created and the experience of everyone. So many of us came out saying it was the best concert they'd ever been to.
Wow, this was 2009?
This was 2009.
Excellent.
So after that, I bought his albums and started listening and singing his songs. And then I eventually just had this idea that when I was 60 years old, I wanted to get a band together and do a tribute.
You're 60 concert. Years old?
60 years young, Reuben.
Oh, you don't look it, man. You look 30. You look younger than I do.
It's flattery.
Can you believe this, man?
Okay, so you had an idea to form a band.
Yes, I did, yeah.
Okay, when was this?
This would have been about 2012.
Okay.
And I lived up in Warkworth, and I was trying to get some musicians together, but I couldn't get enough musicians up there, so it was like, need to go to Auckland.
Right.
And out of that million people, surely there's enough who will be keen to do this. So I put it out through some networks, and we gathered some musicians, and November 2014 is when we began.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. And who was in that lineup? Because I think the lineup went through a bit of change.
It did. Well, there's only Nigel and myself from that very first meeting and the first concert that we did, who are still in the band.
Oh, so Nigel, you were part of...
I'm one of the stayers.
Ooh, okay. The OG, as they say. Original member.
That's not old guy then.
Well, why are we talking about old people in this? Okay, carry on. So it was you and Nigel, and you guys, hey, let's start this band, and let's play some Cohen.
Yeah, so, and then my 60th birthday came up, and so we had been going a few months, and we did 5 songs that night.
Okay.
And that was the beginnings, and...
So Peter hired a hall in Warkworth and had all his mates to suffer through, and we performed these 5, and it was so well received, right, that you got really excited and thought, this thing's got legs, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was my intention to do a full tribute concert. So we started off in those first few months, we had these 5 songs, and that was the opening gig, and then we just carried on from there, learning more and more songs and gradually getting more different musicians. We found Nick... on the streets, Nick Jones, who was one of Auckland's best violinists.
Busking on the
streets. Busking on the streets.
Where's the streets of Auckland?
In the streets of Auckland, up there in Orewa, actually.
Oh, God.
At Edmund Hillary Square. There he was, busking. And we went up to him, myself and one of the other guys.
Okay.
Said, Nick, you know, you're amazing. Will you want to come and join us?
Right.
Nick said, yeah, he came along.
Amazing, and, okay.
Which Nick's expertise took our performance really to another level.
Yes, he features quite prominently in all the tracks, isn't he?
He does, yeah.
Okay,
He's an amazing contribution Nick makes.
Okay.
He just gets into the soul of the music, and that violin, just the emotion just oozes out of it.
Oh, fantastic,
he's
fantastic.
Amazing. So then we just progressed. We were doing sort of some small concerts and teaming up with, you know, other... musicians,
right,
and doing like half a concert,
okay,
and that carried on for about 18 months,
okay,
until in 2016,
yeah,
we had scheduled our first full concert. That was just us, only us. We had a full program, 2.5 hours, more than 20 songs,
okay.
And
where was this? Where?
This was at Tapak Theatre in Western Springs in Auckland.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And the day before this concert, it was announced that Leonard Cohen had died.
Wow.
And so we had this tribute concert there. Ready.
Very timely.
Yeah. We sold out in 3 hours on that Friday afternoon.
Wow.
Even though it was sold out, we had people queuing.
Oh, my goodness.
Hoping they could get a ticket.
Wow.
And pity the theatre was so small.
Yeah.
But, and that was, I mean, talk about synchronicity.
Yeah.
That was I'd formed this band to do this concert, and there was it. That was that was the concert, the first time we'd ever done a full tribute concert.
And the bar must have been set quite high right at the start then.
Well, yeah, I mean, some people say, said to me, you're crazy. Or they said, one guy in the band says, you got balls, man. He said, I wouldn't be doing this. Anyway, it was like, I just thought, why not? Let's do it, you know?
Yes.
Learn these songs and get musicians together, and away we went. So, you know, we had sort of a number of what we'd call community musicians in the beginning. People come along and just, you know, play and enjoy. But
okay.
As we got going, we sort of brought in more, you know, professional musicians, and the standard just kept increasing until, you know, now we've got an outstanding group of musicians, really. The expertise is excellent.
Brilliant.
And, you know, I think many in the audience would agree, we're really performing these songs to a high standard and endeavouring to really do due honour to Leonard Cohen, the man, his life, and
yes.
his music. And,
well, I've caught you guys on stage a few times, on camera too, so I can vouch personally that you all play with enormous heart. You put your heart and a lot of your soul into it. So, and I hope to look forward to the next one. And before we carry on to the next song, our two members have now braved through Sunday traffic, which is really not that much to come and say hello. So we have Amy.
Hi.
Hey, Amy, how are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you. Nice to be here.
Are you considered the youngest member of the band? Because we have this age theme going here.
No, that claim goes to Rian.
Oh, Rian.
No, I just
okay.
try to look like it.
You're doing fantastic.
Thank you. Thank
and we also have Ben. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Oh, you need to speak a little bit closer there, Ben.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, good to be here on Sunday morning.
Oh, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Excellent. So we are now going to play the next track before we learn more about the other members of the band. It's a very spooky start to this one, but it's a special favorite of mine.
Crown of night, oh dark and one, I never thought we'd meet. And I'm back on Boogie Street. A sip of wine, a cigarette, and then it's time to go. I've tidied up the kitchenette, I've tuned the old banjo, I've wanted at the traffic jam, they're saving me a seat. I'm what I am, and what I am is back on Boogie Street. So come, my love, I still recall the pleasures that we knew.
You might or you might not have guessed, that's the voice of our dear Claire Martin from Classical Chromatics. Claire, well done. I love that song.
Oh, thank you. It is such a great song. It's a real mix of jazz and blues, and with those great lyrics of Leonard Cohen. So it's a song about, well, Leonard Cohen's songs for me about anything at all, but it talks about... you know, being in the traffic queue, and that you're tidying up your affairs before you leave, and it's quite a celebration. For me, it's like a celebration of life. Boogie Street actually is a famous street in Singapore, which is renowned for different things, but one can take your own meaning from things.
Well, you know, I lived in Singapore for a while, right?
Yes.
I know Boogie Street quite well.
Oh, do you now?
Yes. They have fantastic food that they serve there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, satay. Very nice.
And it's known for ladies of the night as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think so. Mm.
Of course I knew. So how did you become part of the Imperfect Offering?
Well, originally I saw, I'm a Facebook person. Being in music, you're on the network of Facebook, of course, and I saw an advert which Peter McMillan had put on Facebook for a vocalist, and I was I actually promoted it on my own page for other singers, and then I thought, hang on, that sounds quite fun, actually.
Okay.
So I gave Peter a ring, and on the strength of one conversation, I thought, this sounds great. I really like Peter's honesty, his straight-up dedication, and I just thought it sounded like something different to be part of. Never been in a full band either. I mean, I've done lots of duo work. So I went along and I had to audition with the rest of them, and that's all good.
Oh, excellent.
I think he gave us the task of learning four songs off by heart within a week, and that didn't happen, but I still got in. Yeah. So I've been with the band for 3 years.
Excellent. Oh, brilliant. And what else do you do in the band?
I do a lot of the organising with Peter, so there's a huge amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to get the shows on, liaising with theatres and promotion and health and safety and the technical aspect. And
without Claire, we just couldn't do it. She just puts in so many hours of work, all the event management. So
right.
It's just so great having Claire with her expertise, but being able to attend to so much of that.
It's a side of work that I have always done in the past. I was working in events in UK, and so just bringing those skills here with a band that I believe in is really cool.
Excellent. Well, you know, Claire is part of the Radio 13 Music Eclective Collective. We haven't really got the name down pat yet, but you know, there are some insider jokes that we have about Claire. But now I'm directing these questions to the Imperfect Offering. Is Claire a bit of a diva?
Fixing them with an icy stare.
No, she's Claire is fantastic to have around. She's apart from the fact that we all practice in Claire's studio, and that's invaluable. She makes things happen. Peter and Claire together are just incredible. But having said that, Claire is a person where you can depend on. She's going to be right there on the knocker when you start, and right through the song.
Excellent.
Cheers.
Claire is amazing. She's so good to work with. Like, her and I, we're straight up, we're so honest. We talk about everything that needs to be talked about in terms of getting these gigs underway. She's just a pleasure to work with. I tell her, she's a gift to our band.
Brilliant. Amy, you have something to share?
Yes. Claire is the opposite of a diva, in fact. She's there doing everything right up to the last minute. So, you know, we all get a chance to get ready. Sometimes Claire might have 1 minute and still looks like the glamazon that she is. So she's amazing. She's always helping out everyone. She's always calm and kind, and I feel like she's the perfect rest of the heart and soul with Peter. So, yeah, she's definitely a key part of the band's success for sure.
Well, we're talking about what she does, but she can sing. I mean, she's got a beautiful voice, great stage presence. She's wonderful up there on stage.
She leaves the studio now, I'm so embarrassed.
It's funny because we don't see that part of Claire on Radio 13. We only see the mischievous, funny person. I don't know about how working, but we'll get there.
There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. You
go clear. Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train, but you came home alone without Lily Marlene. And you treated your woman to a plague of your life. And when she came back, she was no.
Famous Blue Raincoat, and that was a solo, I believe, by Amy, right? All right, tell us about this solo. How did you happen to land this song?
It was actually one of my...
You speak closer songs. To the mic, please.
It was one of my audition songs
that
I was given to learn, and instantly I connected with it. It's actually my favourite song, so that's quite lucky for me to be able to have the opportunity to sing it. It's a big emotional number. And
In what way?
The feelings that they're talking about, the sense of loss, of betrayal. It's one of those songs when you start to sing, you lose yourself in all of those emotions. And for a singer, that's a really amazing experience. So I feel really grateful to be able to have that opportunity.
Excellent. And you've also got Claire singing backing on this one as well, right?
Yes.
And who else was playing? Do you remember?
We've got Nick Jones on violin and Pete Snow on Balalaika, which gives it this real depth, and it's just so beautiful and haunting, I think.
Oh, it's
people really
very
respond
much so.
to the track, so
very much so.
Yeah.
Do you remember where this recording was done? I believe this was at the Auckland Town Hall, wasn't it?
Yes.
I think so, but to be corrected. But tell me more about your connection with Leonard Cohen. What do you like most about him, his lifestyle, or his music?
For me, it's his passion. You know, his music is about the human journey. And initially, I only knew sort of his most well-known songs. And the great thing for me is that I've been able to lose myself in this journey as well. And as I've got to know his work more and more, I've become such a huge fan now. And I feel like every song responds to a different part of the human condition, and for me that's what makes it so powerful. You know, whatever emotion you're having, you can find a Leonard Cohen song that perfectly encapsulates those emotions. And as a singer, that's the kind of, you know, that's the kind of music you want to be singing, to be connecting with people. And we see that on stage with the audience. I mean, there's people crying, there's people literally reaching out to the music, and you know, what a powerful experience. So yeah, for me, I think it's the emotion and the lyrics and the way that he's able to really describe what it means to be human. And he's particularly good at talking about love, and I think we all have our own experiences with that, the joys of it, the pain of it, and sometimes just the mundane, you know, that
right.
constant commitment and all of those things. He just does that so well, the way that he's able to capture all of those things. So
I think you described it extremely well, because when we think of Leonard Cohen, we think about the human condition, good and bad. Mm-hmm. You know, he did not just live he wasn't a choir boy, let's put it that way. You know, he had his bad times and he had his parties and all that, but at the same time he turned into a very wise person. So mm-hmm. very well said. And you've mentioned Pete Snow, who was playing Balalaika on that one, wasn't he?
Yes.
So we need to direct ourselves now to Mr. Snow. Tell us about your connection with Leonard Cohen.
Well, I'm up there with Peter in terms of age. So I go back to the days of sitting in darkened bed, or darkened rooms, shall I say, with a girlfriend listening to Suzanne. And then all the way through, Cohen's music has changed and it's developed. And it doesn't have any particular genre. And so now I find myself sitting on stage playing things like Balalaika, which I never thought I'd be doing.
It not an instrument that you've actually played a lot of at the start of your musical career?
No, I picked it up about 2 or 3 years ago
wow.
in Estonia, in a second-hand shop.
Okay.
And my wife said, you've got to have that. I thought, where could I use it? Of course, in Perfect Offering.
I'll tell you, your wife actually convinced you to get that? She's a keeper, man. She is a keeper.
she certainly is. But, I mean, how many bands could you play Balalaika in?
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
So it's beautiful. So, you know, Cohen, for me, Cohen was there at the first part of my life as it was, you know, he was part of the wallpaper, shall we say, of growing up in those days.
Right.
And then there was a big gap where there was no Leonard Cohen. And then suddenly it's back again with the albums like Various Positions and so on, which followed through in the development, which as the music changed and he grew up and, you know, we grew up as well with him in the same way.
Okay. Tell me more about your own musical career. Have you played in other bands before?
Many bands, but nothing like this one. Okay. I'm used to playing, shall we say, dance bands. In other words, bands where you've got to keep people on the floor. You play as fast as you can, as long as you can. You don't want to lose them.
Okay.
This is the opposite. Everybody's sitting. Everybody's intent on the music. And I've never been in a band where there's so much silence.
Right.
And it's beautiful. It really is.
Excellent, excellent. What are some of the favorite parts of Cohen songs that you like?
I like the more, should we say, the minor key songs.
Okay.
Like Famous Blue Raincoat, Joan of Arc, and so on. They're my favorites because there's a depth to them which you don't get in a lot of other songs, a lot of other artists. But also there's no pretense of trying to do anything else but have a song that has poetry about it. It has beautiful music, but it's also, there's no formula. You're not running to a verse chorus scenario, so you don't have to hold you know, it's not top 40, let's put it that way.
Right. So how did you become a part of Imperfect Offering then? Were you busking in the streets like some of them, or how did you get involved with this
pretty
gang?
Close. No, I just answered an ad. I was sitting there one night thinking, I've got to do something. A number of bands I've been in have gradually sort of fallen apart, as bands do, and I was thinking, what do I do now?
Okay.
And I started searching and came across an ad Peter had put in.
All right.
And luckily, I passed the audition, because Peter's auditions are pretty tough.
I hear, yeah, okay. So you've obviously been touring with the band, right? You've guys gone for almost, this will be your fourth season almost.
Oh, we've done a lot of miles.
Okay.
Yeah, we have, and it's been fantastic in that sense, because you're playing to so many different types of communities.
Okay.
And they do enjoy the music in different ways. You know, some of the places we played, it's quiet in the hall. And you think, are we getting to them?
Right.
And afterwards, just that, you know, they're so welcoming.
Excellent.
Other ones, you can hear the rustle in the hall as they're sort of, you know, they're listening to the songs, they're enjoying it, but you can see them swaying with the music and so
brilliant.
On.
Brilliant.
Beautiful. It's all different. New Zealand's such a different place.
Yes.
On a territory basis, shall we say.
Excellent. Well, when you're touring with the band, I'm going to put you in the spot now. Well, who is the best at keeping time?
Oh, the drummer. I haven't got a show. Paul's our drummer, and he's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, excellent, excellent. Very, very good answer. Safe.
I should say Rhea on the bassist, but they work together so well that you can't tell the difference sometimes.
It's definitely Paul, though. He keeps the time.
Oh, fantastic. Well, okay, then I have to ask the more difficult question. Who is time challenged?
I'd have to say me.
Everyone that's not Paul.
Exactly.
You guys are just too polite.
Sorry.
I'm trying to dive into your secret life.
This morning, you were moving so fast. I can't seem to loosen my grip on the past, and I'll miss you so much. There's no one inside. Still making love in my secret life. In my secret life, I smile when I'm angry, I cheat. Yeah, I do what I have to do.
Secret Life, one of my favorite songs by Leonard Cohen, and that was Rian on solo. How did you land that song, Rian?
Peter was keen to get me to sing another song. I already had one, That's Nowhere to Say Goodbye, and I think he was keen to get me on another one. And I've been listening to a CD in the car a lot of Leonard Cohen. And I thought this one would work for my voice, and I was also keen to play guitar for it. So I thought there'd be a nice challenge for myself, for the band.
Well, being the youngest in the band, how did you discover Leonard Cohen?
My earliest memory, well, not of him, but earliest connection to it, is my mum talking to me about being in a room when she was growing up in the dark with candles listening to it on a record player. And then her mum would come into the room and go, "What are you doing listening to that depressing man?"
Peter was in darkened rooms, so it wasn't you. Okay, all right, let's just get that clear.
A different room of darkness, yeah. I hope you're not with my mum in that way. I won't tell your wife. I moved to Auckland in 2016, and I just saw the ad on Facebook, and I was quite keen to get into a band in Auckland, and I mentioned it to my girlfriend at the time, and she was a massive Cohen fan.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, I'll give it a go. And I think similar to Claire, as she said, when I met Peter on the North Shore, for which I was about an hour late thanks to Auckland traffic, which I wasn't used to.
Right.
But he forgave me. I just was very inspired by what he said, and thought, yeah, this is a really cool project to be a part of. I'm keen to do what I can for it.
Are you first a guitarist or a bassist?
Yeah, first electric guitarist.
Okay, so that's your preferred choice, yeah?
Well, it's what I'm at home on most.
Okay.
Yeah, but I've kind of learnt to play bass guitar for the band.
Excellent. Now, I have a bit of a confession to make because, you know, I forced my wife to listen to a lot of music at home, right? And she had the pleasure of listening to all these songs. And I played her this song, and this is her favorite. And I have to admit, it's mine as well. This is on the air, right? Live. And I have to say that, take no offense, but this is my personal opinion. If you take Glenn Frey, Don Henley, and you put them together, that's the voice I hear on this track, and I love it. You did very well. I hope you'll sing this song and many more in the tour that's coming up. Will you?
I'll certainly be singing this one. I know Don Henley. I don't know the other person you mentioned.
Oh, see?
This but I'm going to go with age. Thank you.
Now, that tells me how young you are. All right. So tell me a little bit about stories of touring with this band. What are some lovely memories that you have?
I feel like saying I'm all about the party, but then I don't want to misrepresent young people. It's just so cool playing with, for me, just, you know, driving away to places, often with Pete and his ute and a few others in the back seat. Just really getting on the vibe, getting in tune with each other's limbic systems. And then when we finally perform on the night, it's just such a special and deep way of connecting with other people, and that's very much what I'm about with music in general, and this band has been doing it wonderfully for me.
Brilliant. And as a photographer, I need to ask you one last question. Fashion tips about your wardrobe.
Black. Oh, definitely black.
Absolutely.
And you need a hat.
But where do you get your black? Because you come up with some pretty, pretty cool, stylish gear, my friend.
Oh, well, I don't want to be a sales pitch for Barker's, but went to Barker's one time and they had the best suit for the best price.
There you go. You heard it live here on the Bad Monkey. Excellent.
I thought you were an op shop man. Yeah.
I was, but they didn't have what I liked.
sentenced me to 20 years of boredom for trying to change the system from within. I'm coming now, I'm coming to reward them. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. I'm guided by a signal in the heavens. I'm guided by this birthmark on my skin. I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin.
First, we take Manhattan by Imperfect Offering. I'm going to direct my next question here now to Ben, who I think is one of the newer members of the band. Is that right, Ben?
That's right, yes. I think so, I've been around for just about a year.
Okay. How did they... Well, before we dwell on how you got roped into this Leonard Cohen love fest, tell us a little bit more about your career, because I heard a few rumors. I just want to see if it's true. Go ahead.
Music is what I do full time, and moved to New Zealand 15 years ago from India. But I come from a family of musicians. My dad was a concert pianist. My mom was a drummer. So dad was a classical pianist. Mom was a swing drummer. And
Did that happen then? This union. That's interesting.
Very, actually, yeah. And in fact, my dad took to the piano. He started when he was very young, and. But he stopped playing because he had music teachers who used to wrap him on his knuckles, and he stopped playing. And then he met my mom, and my mom gifted him a piano.
Okay.
And then we came along, and then we showed an interest in music.
Right.
And dad took up music again and started studying, and then, at the age of 35, and then went on to become a concert pianist.
So, goodness.
So I always tell people it's never too late to, take up an instrument and follow your passion, follow your dreams.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I gave up a corporate career in banking and finance and decided to do music full time.
Okay, so that rumor is true.
Yeah, thought I was mad at that stage, because even when I was at my corporate job, the entire day was spent on planning on how to get to my gig.
And I hear you.
Yeah, after a time, it just got too much, and decided to just chuck it all out and follow my dreams, basically. Yeah. It was hard initially, but... And then, this was in India. And then one fine day, I decided to come to New Zealand and love the people here, love the place. And I always wanted to study music further, and went down, met a wonderful set of people at the New Zealand School of Music, and decided to study there. And so packed my bags in India and came
with,
out here.
With your family at the same
with
time?
With my wife, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I salute your dedication to music.
Thank you. And I think that's the best decision I've ever made in my life. Yeah.
I'm sure it's very fulfilling.
It is, it is certainly, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. So tell us more. So is Imperfect Offering the only band that you play, or do you play elsewhere as well?
Oh, I've
because I see you everywhere. I mean, Facebook is full of your faces, man.
I do lots of different things and different projects, and I also compose and record. So I'm involved in, writing my own music, recording for others, CDs, projects not only here but also internationally. So
okay, excellent.
Yeah.
You're a man for hire. A piano man for hire.
Ben has a gig on Tuesday night.
Yes, in fact, the jazz club with Claire on vocals, with a little jazz trio. So, the Point Chip Odyssey.
Oh, yes, I saw that little poster. Yeah, okay, cool. At Point Chef RSA, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the Auckland Jazz and Blues Club. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and they meet at Point Chef RSA on Tuesdays every week.
Brilliant. Okay, so tell us now, how did you get roped in with Imperfect Offering?
Oh, purely by chance, actually. Mark, the keyboard player who used to play with Imperfect Offering, I was at a party out in Pukekohe, and suddenly I saw all these frantic texts on my phone. You know, I'd not looked at my phone for a while. And okay. I came back, I saw all these messages, please call me urgent, urgent, urgent.
Oh, wow.
And I finally gave him a call, and he says, now, listen, Ben, you can't say no, okay? These are two gigs, and you have to play them for me.
Okay.
Because
no pressure.
yeah, I have to go overseas, and I can't do them. And I said, who are they with? And they said, they're with this band, Imperfect Offering. We do the music of Leonard Cohen. I said, I've heard of this band. In fact, I wanted to come for their concert at the Pump House, but you know, something else came up, and I couldn't.
Right.
And I knew Nick from the band, because Nick and I studied together at the New Zealand School of Music. Yes, Nick and I go a long way, because we also part of the same jazz band, and and we have the same a lot of similar musical connections.
Wow! And you didn't busk at the same street corner, I would imagine.
Oh. Difficult to busk with the piano.
True, very true. Yeah. Cool. Okay.
But I didn't have my diary on me, and I told Mark. I said, "Listen, when I go back home, I'll check." He says, "No, you can't say no. You can't say no." So, yeah, and very good. I went home that night.
Because obviously and Peter will beat him up because he didn't have a keyboard.
And then he says, I said, okay, I can do the gig. And okay. He says, okay, Peter will get in touch with you.
All right.
And then I waited for a week and no sign of Peter. And I was wondering whether the gig was on or not on. And Peter finally did make connection. And so I didn't really know what I was getting into.
Right.
All that I knew was that I was kind of just helping Mark out for these two gigs. And I came in and came to rehearsal at Claire's place and met the rest of the band. And it was, as a musician when you're in a space where, you feel welcome and...
Right.
It was part of this entire project. And I did play the music of Leonard Cohen earlier. I knew songs like Hallelujah. And Hallelujah is a huge hit in India, by the way. People play it regularly at gigs. And Dance Beat at the End of Love and Suzanne and, So Long Marianne. But Peter gave me a couple of DVDs and CDs, and I was playing them in the car, and I think the entire family slowly got hooked on to Leonard Cohen. It was on continuous play at home on the DVD.
Brilliant.
And for me, I have to, absorb the music if I'm to play it, from my heart. And that's what I did. I totally went to listen to his music and it's a story. In fact, a couple of years ago, I released a book that I did with a lady called Pauline Grogan. It's called Songs of Life,
mm-hmm.
And it's a story of life. It's from right from the birth, from growing up to growing old to the challenges we face every day. And that's the music of Leonard Cohen. It's about day to day, commonplace things,
right.
And things that we all encounter every day.
And it makes us love what we do presently, the past and the future.
Totally. And
it?
To make this music with a fantastic band like this is I think it's really special.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to direct my question to Peter now. So what are some highlights from past tours with Imperfect Offering? Special ones that you remember?
Well, I think that concert at Tapac, that I referenced before,
right.
Immediately after it was announced he died. That was a very special night. It was poignant, the audience were just sitting there.
Excellent.
With this wanting to honour Leonard Cohen. So that was a really special night. Some of the tours, I'd be meaning to get to Napier, where my mother lives. She's now 94.
Wow.
And I wanted to do a concert down there with her in the audience.
Excellent.
Because my parents actually met on the stage. They were both they were in the local operatic society.
Wow.
So they met on the stage, as my mum says. Yeah, we met. He was scrubbing the stage. That joke. They gave us music. My dad used to work in the holidays. He was a school teacher. No, he had a Saturday morning job, doing enough money, so extra money, so we could all learn music, and all us children learnt music. So I wanted to go back to Napier and sing for my mum. Sort of touches me as I speak about this now. So that was sort of a special night, her sitting out there in the middle of the audience.
Oh,
row five, right in the middle. She always said row five's the best row in the concert hall.
She would know.
She would know, yeah. And, you know, just the other tour, like, we always have good parties after the band, like, the concerts, you know, just connecting up and enjoying each other, and it's always a good part of the touring experience.
Well, hopefully the monkey gets invited to one of your after parties, because I always rush back to go and do my photo edits.
Yeah, absolutely. On the next one, you're definitely invited.
Yeah, New Plymouth after party was fantastic.
New Plymouth? Well, I don't think I'm going to go.
We all jammed until 1 a.m.
That's right. We had
more
we had
music.
Ben on his little wee keyboard jamming away.
It's a little travel keyboard now that I take around the country. So,
excellent. Yeah. Brilliant. Okay, so now let's hear A Different Sound by Imperfect Offering. Nigel on the Tower of Song. That's beautiful, man. I love that song.
Thank you.
Are you going to do more? I have to ask. Write this right now. Are you going to do more songs? Because, you know, when you did that last show and you stood there center stage looking up, arms outstretched, man, talk about drama. Did Claire put you up to that?
No, not
diva training. Yeah, it just naturally comes to him to be a diva, apparently.
Well, it's a very special, moving song, I think.
Yes,
and I really like the later albums and songs from Leonard, where he's reflecting on his life and
right.
You know, all his life was such a huge journey with depression and relationships and trying to get it in the make it in the music industry, and just so many things that people could have just easily given up on. And then at the end, to just be totally at peace. And I love the way he's so self-effacing. He's so funny and so humble.
Yes.
And, you know, his lyrics making fun of himself,
right.
And making fun of the struggle. But then to come to this place of just so totally, you know, at peace, that Hineni, Hineni, I'm ready, my Lord. Just total acceptance and at one with all of his life and with the ending of life.
Yeah, and this was very much reflected in his last album, isn't it?
You're really darker. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, beautiful. Tell us more about what you do outside the band.
Outside of the band, well, I'm a therapist, a counsellor.
Right.
So is Peter. So we had that was sort of part of the network connection. Oh, so I'm one of those community musicians. One of the original ring-ins, and I've been very fortunate that hanging with these guys has really improved my musicianship. I'm the amateur, they're all the pros.
So, yeah, I'm very much an amateur strummer at home. I'd never been in a band before. Had never really aspired to be in a band, although I've always wanted to be part of a group. I was a bit of a loner. So, so I'm a therapist, a counsellor, have my own practice, and I teach counselling at Unitech. So, this is something a bit different.
And you do also some work with music, Music Speaks, is it? I remember you were part of this initiative to help talk about mental health with musicians.
Ah, right. So as part of my counselling work, I've been involved with the Music Foundation.
Right.
Or Music Helps.
Music Helps.
Yep. So they provide support really for everybody in the music industry in New Zealand. So whether it's backroom, the crew, logistics, performers, anybody.
Right.
It's a counselling service, and a part of that is providing these seminars around the country around mental health and well-being. And it's really to equip and support people in the industry to be a community of care for one another, and to recognise indicators of people under stress or things not going well.
Excellent.
And to really equip them with how they could be of support to one another and sort of be a good friend and bandmate or crew. Yep.
Well, thanks for that. I thought it was quite important to kind of share a little bit about Music Helps, because we need more of that.
Yeah, it's a really good organisation. Yeah.
That the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. And everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows that the captain lies.
There's so many good songs that Imperfect Offering have played over the years as a tribute, as a dedication to the great Leonard Cohen. So I'm going to ask Peter now. There must be a team that's behind the scenes as well, working with the band. Who are these heroes that continue to support you and the band?
Well, we've got our sound technician, Graham Fleury, goes by the name of G. He starts about 10 in the morning, and he's still going at midnight. He's got a huge array of... He's got all the sound gear, and he's very adept at managing that. So he's our sound tech, and... he does all that work for us.
Excellent.
When we went to Wellington, he drove down the day before.
Oh, my goodness.
With all the gear.
Oh, wow.
Sets up, works till midnight the night of the gig, and then drives back the next day.
And none of you kind of go with him? Let him drive the way by himself?
Goodness. He did, actually. He's, Well, Pete's down there usually early helping him set up. So
brilliant.
That's good. But G's amazing. He has huge capacity for work and his generosity, you know. And he loves being a part of our group.
Okay. Is there anyone else?
Is there anyone else we got?
Well, friends and family.
Friends,
of course,
and family, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
My wife comes to most of our concerts.
Brilliant.
Tick up the most ticks. But all our fans, some people have been to 5 of our concerts, they say. They keep following us.
Oh, wow. Brilliant. Excellent.
But, you know, certainly our family, yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
You're a pretty good photographer, too.
Yeah, pretty good photographer.
Yeah.
Bad monkey photography.
Yeah, awesome. He's a handsome one, isn't he?
Oh,
yeah,
he's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that dude. I see him skulking around there. And what can we expect from the next shows? You've got some shows lined up, right?
Yeah,
that's
we
right.
do.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got three more gigs this year.
Okay.
And the next is Hamilton on Friday, the 20th of September.
Okay.
And then we follow that about 10 days later with Q Theatre in Auckland, which is, we love that venue. It's vibrant
brilliant.
And right in the heartland of Auckland City.
Okay.
And then the last gig of the year is Friday, the 4th of October in Tauranga.
our first visit to Baycourt, but we already have been visiting in Tauranga, so we're just bringing the sounds back there. So then we go into rehearsal period for a bit over summer, and we have to talk about next year.
Okay. And do you have a particular theme for each season that you perform?
Yes, well, so this season is Leonard Cohen, 1967 to 2016, a journey. So we're actually taking people chronologically through his life and his music.
Beautiful.
And the music reflecting the different phases of his life and how what's in those music speaks of what was going on for him and his personal journey, his inner journey, his inner emotional life, his spiritual life, his love life. So we're actually taking people into this experience of the journey through Cohen's life.
Oh, so are you going to also read some of his poems at the same time sing, or is it just going to be a playlist like you normally do?
No, we're not doing any poetry, but it is the playlist, but it's chronological. Okay. We start off with his first album with Suzanne gotcha. And So Long, Marianne, right through to his latter albums.
Right.
And I think, you know, I do some of the narration, you know, introducing people and connecting them with the mm-hmm. songs. And mm-hmm. this particular way of doing it, it seems to be touching people in a deeper way,
right.
And you know, I'd say like people are coming and they're leaving with their hearts warm, their souls nourished and inspired, and going away more joyful.
Brilliant.
And this
brilliant.
Is you know, this is what Cohen did and what I think we're doing now, and this concert series really enables that.
Yeah, I think it's a Cohen experience. You know, it's
yep.
it's like an experience. Yeah, and people really go back totally moved from concert. We've had people crying and stuff after concert.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah, and
Peter's a real storyteller, and so what is different about what we offer is his ability to connect all of the songs through sharing little bits and pieces about Cohen's life, and I think people really connect to
that's
that
right.
And they see his passion for Leonard Cohen as an artist, and I think that's what we have that's a bit perhaps a little bit different.
Excellent. What's the most challenging, as a band now I'm addressing all of you, what's the most challenging part of this show that you're putting on this time? What are there new songs that you have to learn?
What's the challenge? I think it's always a challenge trying to do all the admin and the promotion as well as being artistic.
Okay, yeah.
But the most pleasurable part is you land on stage. It's getting the joins between the songs is something we have to work on. And that can be different every concert. Depends. We do change the program a little because some people go around the countryside to many of our gigs. So we yeah. try to give different songs in every program we do.
Oh, brilliant! Yeah, so, that's really really good. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, keep it
the fresh.
Biggest challenge is, in fact, trying to figure out what songs to do. There's so many, and we're now sort of the choice is too big.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
And you hate missing them out because they're all so damn good.
Yes.
But
yes.
We've got two special new ones this time. We've got Nigel, you said, is he doing any more? He's doing Leaving the Table.
Oh, wow.
From the You Want It Darker album.
Okay.
And we've got something really special. The Webb Sisters, we've got our very own Amy and Claire, who will be doing If It Be Your Will as a duet.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be special in our next concert, these
brilliant.
Next series of concerts.
Beautiful. Well, I'm looking forward to it already. I'm going to get prime seats, right?
Oh, you are, with your camera.
<Of course>.
Backstage, stage left.
Oh, everywhere. Well, thank you very much to all of you for coming in today, guesting in my show. You are a group of wonderful, wonderful people. And I look forward to your next shows.
That's
thank
huge
you.
Pleasure. Thank you so much
thank you.
For having us.
Thank you, Ruben.
Thank you, Ruben.
You're welcome. So, this is The Bad Monkey. Catch my show next Sunday. Peace and love.
Gone down, boy. How did I get mixed up with this fucking monkey anyhow?